W. Fitch Company presents Dick Powell as Private Detective Richard Rogue. In Rogue's Gallery.
Rogue speaking. Well, tonight we meet a sort of an unusual girl. Her name's Muriel, and she's quite a personality. The name of the story is Murder with Muriel. But before we get into our story, here's Jim Doyle, the man from the Fitch Company.
Are you looking for a smooth shave, men? Then try Fitch's No Brush Shaving Cream. It'll give you the kind of shave you want because 40 years of experience have gone into the making of this product. Fitch's No Brush contains a special skin conditioner ingredient that takes the work out of shaving. You won't have to struggle and scrape against stubborn whiskers because the skin conditioner prepares your face beforehand. It holds the whiskers up so your razor can zip them down closely and quickly. Even against the grain of a tough beard, your razor will glide swiftly, never nicking or scraping. Fitch's No Brush is a boon to sensitive faces because it lubricates gently, keeping that tender skin from being irritated. After this quick, easy shave, your skin will feel cool and refreshed, wonderfully smooth.
And if you prefer a lather cream, try Fitch's Brush Cream. It forms a rich, abundant lather when applied with a brush. This lather stays moist all during the shave. Fitch's Brush Cream also contains the special skin conditioner for sensitive faces.
Fitch's Brush and Fitch's No Brush Shaving Cream are available in handy 25 and 50 cent sizes. For a shave you like, switch to Fitch.
Thank you, Jim. Now I'd like to tell my story.
Okay, here's Dick Powell as Private Detective Richard Rogue in another personally conducted tour through Rogue's Gallery.
I was sitting at my junior executive type desk one day a few months ago, trying to get a studious gander at the racing form for the next day. I had planned to attend and contribute a quick $48 outside to the improvement of the breed of thoroughbreds racing at the track. $48, that's six across the board, eight races, six eighths. That's right, 48. Well, anyway, I was working on a case for an insurance company, and they had assigned a big company detective with his brains and his feet to help me. His real job was to watch me, and he did. His girl was mad at him, and he spent all his time writing torchy poetry to her. I didn't mind that, but the big goon read it to me. That made it personal.
Hey, listen to this one, will you, Rogie?
Oh, no, I'm busy. Can't you see, Joe?
This'll put her in her place. Listen. Gee, Cupid stupid. His dart in my heart, I trusted. Now, my heart's busted. He sent me an Aphrodite, who's awful flighty. Don't trust Cupid. He's stupid. That's a dilly, ain't it? I'm going to send it to Rose special delivery.
That ought to bring her right back to you, with a club in her hand. Why don't you give the dame up, Joe?
Oh, you don't understand, Rogie. I love her.
Oh.
I'm looking for Richard Rogue.
Yeah? What do you want?
I've got a message for you. I want to talk to you. Privately.
Okay. Come on in here. Look, I'm a busy guy today. What do you want? What's your name?
I'm Joe Layton. Have you had a letter from Duke Dickerson?
Nope.
You know him, don't you?
Well enough to lend him money. That answer your question?
Well, he needs some dough.
Tough. He still owes me.
He's got some stashed in a tin box out in the valley. He wants it. He wants us to get it for him.
Go on.
He's planted the dough out in the valley.
Yeah? Get to the point.
Well, he's mailed half of a map to me and the other half to you. A map showing just where the dough is buried. We're to go get it together. I get the $2,500 he owes me, and you get the $100 he owes you, plus $1,000 for the job. And Duke gets the rest. Okay?
Sure. I'll take a drive out into the valley for 1,100 skins anytime. But I haven't got the map yet.
Well, he mailed it day before yesterday.